Welcome to Looking Back to the Gaulist History through the Files of the Bunyip once more. And this is for Wednesday, the 22nd of July. And I'm here down in the Gaulist Culture Heritage Centre with Kay. Hi, Kay.
Hello, Jeanette. It's good to be here.
It is. It is. It's all go at the moment. 150 years ago, Laughing George. George Birch, known as Laughing George, pleaded guilty to being drunk and making use of obscene language. It was no laughing matter for George when his worship told him he would have to pay 5 shillings for the first offence and 10 shillings for the second before he could regain his liberty. The using obscene language, I'm sure, was what really offended them.
Oh, 100 years ago. Street lighting and exempt nights. The mayor of Gawler, Mr. M. Lynch, is interesting himself on behalf of his council in making adjustment with the electric supply company that the town should be served on all nights of the year, casting aside the dubious exempt nights when the moon should be shining but invariably is not seen.
Yeah, didn't make allowance for cloud cover.
Oh, good grief.
And, of course, we live in Michael Lynch's house.
That was quite weird.
I know. I had no idea until I read Helen Hennessy's book that Michael Lynch was mayor of Gawler. 50 years ago, Club Seeks moved to centre. South Gawler Football Club, one of the district's oldest sporting bodies, seemed certain to vacate its club rooms at Gawler West and move into the new modern facilities at the Eldred Riggs Reserve, Evanston. The decision to apply for the lease of the club rooms and squash courts at Evanston was made following a meeting last Thursday night, attended by about 250 members. And, of course, they're still down there at Eldred Reserve. I didn't realise they had club rooms at Gawler West, which isn't quite Gawler South, so I don't know why the Gawler South Football Club was at Gawler West.
But, I suppose Evanston, technically, it's this side of the railway line. I would have said it was Gawler South.
Mm.
25 years ago, Commercial Hub is in demolition mode. The Woolworths development in Gawler's Commercial Hub is running to schedule, with construction expected to begin within weeks following demolition work on the old TAFE complex. And I remember that all happening.
Yes.
That
yes.
was all go, wasn't it?
It was, yes. And it was... Gawler did need that commercial, those buildings. Like, we did need that kind of store here.
Yeah, well then, but Target went up at the same time.
Yeah, and we got overkill as usual.
Yeah, white elephant.
Mm. Yes. So, 10 years ago, Boer War over. A notoriously smart wild boar, which killed livestock on several hillier properties, has been captured and killed. The tenacious dark brown hog, weighing 110 kilograms, was trapped and killed last Friday after it reportedly gored 2 horses and injured several others along the Gawler River. Natural Resources Northern Hills Coast and Plains District Manager Tony Fox, who was assigned to deal with the pest, said the boar proved very difficult to catch once escaping from the trap.
I wonder if they made him into bacon. Anyway.
He probably would have been a bit tougher.
Well, that's all for this week.
That is. Until next week, Kate.
Until then. We'll see. Beat then, Jeanette.
For all light signs.